Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I'm your host, Kevin Long, bringing you inspiring stories and practical advice from the 15 years of helping business professionals start, build or grow their companies by writing and leveraging a book. Each week, we're going to be exploring the world of leaving the corporate rot and transforming into successful entrepreneurs, making a significant impact in the world of business. So if you're feeling boxed in by your 9-to-5 and dreaming of entrepreneurial freedom, you're in the right place. So let's dive in. Hello everyone and welcome back to Bound for Success. I'm your host, Kevin Long. Hello listeners and welcome to another episode of Corporate Crossover Bound for Success. I'm your host Kevin Long and in today's deep dive we're addressing a critical pivot many professionals contemplate, and that is transitioning from the conventional 9-to-5 to the dynamic world of entrepreneurship. So let's jump in. The familiar trap of time for money. I'm going to give a history lesson first, because wherever we are in this world, we've always been taught the same type of thing. Go to school, get good grades, get a good job, maybe go to university, get a degree, and climb the corporate ladder. That's a broken system that's not really worked at all. Maybe for the few, but not for the majority. And the reason is because, we're conditioned to trade our time for money. So the pandemic has highlighted this in a major way. That's a history lesson, so let's lay down the foundations, okay? Now, many of us start our careers in roles where we're essentially trading our time for money, and that's quite normal. It's the classic employment model. So you clock in the hours and you get paid for them. But if you don't clock in, obviously you don't get paid. So that's where the problem starts. It's predictable and it offers a sense of security to a degree. However, the ceiling to this model is crystal clear. There's only so many hours in a day. Why would you even consider breaking this mold? There's a few reasons, and one of them is scalability. Okay, so in a job, your earning potential is often linear, but with entrepreneurship, you unlock the door to exponential growth. Now, rather than adding hours to your workday, you develop products, services, or systems that generate revenue even when you're not actively working. If you imagine creating a product that sells while you sleep, or a system that earns 24/7, 365, that's the dream. Well, that's what we've been doing for 16 years here at Baby Steps. Another big reason is flexibility. Now, we have flexibility, and as entrepreneurs, you aren't bound by the traditional office hours or even locationist, constraints. You want to take a Wednesday off, you can, watch your kids play football or, go to the beach or whatever. You can do that. It's possible. While it demands responsibility, the flexibility is unparalleled. But things have now changed, in this online world. As long as you've got an internet connection, you can work from anywhere in the world. Now, personal growth, that's obviously, it's a big one. Now, entrepreneurship throws a myriad of challenges for you, or at you, I should say, from marketing to management, from finance to fulfillment, and tackling these diverse challenges head on catalyzes personal and professional development like nothing else, okay? And then another important step is, taking the leap, So if those reasons resonate with you, you might be thinking, wondering, how do I make the switch? So let's demystify this transition. Now, I'm going to tell you the difference between traditional thinking and using our proven system, okay? And again, there's a few steps, but there's not many. So the first one, traditionally, identify your passion. Now, obviously, they say start by identifying your passion. Now, it's foundational, we know that. Entrepreneurship demands resilience, and it's your passion that will fuel your drive during challenging times. It's not about chasing trends, it's about finding what aligns with your core values and your skills. Now, this is true. However, Most corporate executives love what they do, but not necessarily the unsociable hours that they sometimes have to work. They are usually passionate about what they do anyways. Okay. Now, again, the next thing, you know, traditionally market research and, you know, the traditional thinking is that, you know, you embark on thorough market research. Before investing time and resources, understand the market demand. You know, who are your competitors? What's your unique value proposition? These insights shape your business strategy. And using our WBG system, you use the skills and experience that you already know and have. So you don't have to learn anything new. You just keep it simple. You know how to do your job, and now it's time to let others know how to do it by creating your own autobiographical stroke coaching book. The financial planning, again, this is what, you know, the traditionalists say, you know, it's critical to your transition, you know, the financial planning. And they say you should save at least, you know, 6 to 12 months of living expenses before taking the plunge. You know, it offers a safety net and allows your business the essential breathing room to grow without the immediate pressure of turning a profit. Now, again, that's 100% true. However, how about building the business in your spare time and making it a residual income and helping others new to your profession and give them the shortcuts to success, and not just in your area or your country, but globally? This is what you can do when you write a book. It's learning to, you know, leverage a book and use it to start, build or grow your business. And that's the, you know, the important thing. And, you know, traditionally, again, continuous learning, you know, commit to continuous learning. The entrepreneurial landscape is ever evolving. Everything changes really quickly now, from emerging marketing strategies to new, you know, tech tools, you know, softwares and things like that. Staying updated is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And like I said, I couldn't agree more with the traditional, you know, things that I've already mentioned. However, in my 16 years of working with business professionals like yourself, there are certain fundamentals that are the same in any industries on a global basis. This is what we concentrate on in our WB system. Things that, you know, challenges that people have in one country, they'll happen in another country. They just don't know, you know, about you and your organization or your business yet, but they will do. That's, you know, that's it. That's the main reasons trying to transition time for money into, you know, entrepreneurship. And traditioning from that isn't just about earning more. It's about creating a lifestyle that values freedom, growth, leaving a legacy, and the potential to make a lasting impact. It's a journey filled with highs and lows, but for many, the ride is worth every twist and turn, and I can guarantee that. It's never been, you know, plain sailing for me. The last few years have, but like I say, it's well worth it in the end. So my main message this year is helping people even more to stop trading their time for money. You know, as most of you know now, I'm very spiritual. I meditate, and the last couple of years, I've been meditating. I have a very high-end coaching company as well, and I thought, what can I take from that? And, you know, people that couldn't quite afford, you know, my coaching, but I could, you know, give value to them in their ordinary lives. And it kept coming back the same all the time, tell them this. And that was the story about, you know, the history lesson, go to school, get grades and all that lot. And as we know, it doesn't work. So, you know, from the 1st of January this year, I actually had a call. I started telling this to people within my calls, and even though I say to them, you know, what I'm going to tell you, you'll know it, but you may not know it. And I've had some lovely emails from people, I don't know if I've mentioned this before in another podcast, just saying, like, you're right, Kev, I didn't know it, but I didn't really know it. And, you know, like I said, I've had some beautiful emails from people just saying that, just realising that changed my life. And that's why I still love, you know, doing what I do after all these years. So I want to help you. I want to help you stop trading your time for money. I don't mean go and give your job up and do anything else, but just build it alongside of it. So, you know, that's my message this year. That's it for today. So I just want to say again, as I usually do, thank you for, you know, tuning in to Bound for Success. And if you are considering this site transition, or please share this episode with them. And don't forget to leave us a review on the platform that you're listening to. It's always appreciated. I'm Kevin Long, and I'll be back next Saturday with another insightful topic. So until then, dream big and take action. That's a wrap for today's episode of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I want to thank you for joining us on this journey towards entrepreneurial independence. And remember, it's your determination and drive that will make you bound for success. So you never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favourite platform. And for more resources and to connect with us, visit our website at babystepspublishing.com. And if you want to grab a copy of my latest book, just go to 10stepstobreakingfree.com. Until next time, keep crossing over and keep growing. I'm Kevin Long, signing off.